Ian, how are you?
Feeling weird.
Should feel weird, huh? You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Ian. This is a major show on a major radio station, but you're better than this. Yeah. You don't need to be involved with us.
I can try.
Oh, boy. All right, hot tech, let's jump in. I need a new laptop. I'm going to go see my friend Steve Shapiro at App today, probably about that. But, yeah, laptops feels like so 2000s. So what's the hottest tech toy you have to have this year?
Well, that's part of the problem is that if you look at the list, for example, of the biggest sale items that we have on CNET, you might compare it to last year's list and the year before, and they're pretty much the same things, right? It's smartphones from the same companies you're used to, Apple and Samsung, or tablets from Apple and Amazon, or even headphones, right, from the usual suspects. Mm-hmm. And so in a lot of ways, it's actually really weird. We're in this kind of weird funk for the tech industry where they are trying to figure out what the next big thing is, right? And in the meantime, after being at home for a couple of years and us buying up new laptops and desktops because we needed to upgrade our stuff to be able to work for learn from home, we're not buying as much, right? Smartphone sales are down, computer sales are down. Yeah, so there isn't really a lot of exciting stuff, right? I mean, if you need to upgrade your stuff, great. I mean, there's some pretty good deals out there. But
it apparently isn't the Meta world. I'm just saying that's probably not it. You know, I know that Zuckerberg called me for a loan this morning. That's how rough he's been. Jane, say hi to our friend Ian.
Hi, Ian. I'm a very techie, not very techie, but I'm afraid that I learn it, I buy it, I integrate it into my whole world, and then all of a sudden it's obsolete because the new thing comes along. So are we safe to buy some of these new things that we might need and want right now?
You know, in a lot of ways, yes, right? A lot of these things have matured. I mean, you think about it, since the first iPhone came out, we're 15 years at this point. And most of the technology that is really, you know, that needs to be as good as it can get has gotten there, right? We've got these really awesome screens that can stay on all the time and give you information. You know, we've got pretty good battery life at this point, or at least as good as chemistry and like natural science allows at the moment. And even stuff like the speed of the phones, you know, we're actually starting to see that they're competitive with computers themselves. So we're at this point now where it's like, okay, yeah, if you need to buy a new device, great. But you don't, you know, that feeling that you described where it felt like that with computers for a long time, especially in the early 2000s. You know, you bought one, 6 months later, it was like way slower and way out of date. That's not the case anymore. And people are holding on to their computers and phones and tablets for years more than they used to.
And I'm even talking about cables. You know, we get the computer, we get the tablet, we've got an HDMI table that turns into a USB-C so I can hook it into my iPad, and then I'm going to convert it to turn it into something else to fit my phone. I mean, it's just, I got to say when, because these things are changing so fast.
They are, but fortunately, the European regulators are actually coming in and fixing some of these problems. So, you know, one of the things that the phone industry had a lot of trouble with, and, you know, even before the iPhone, was that everyone had a different charger. Literally, if you bought a new phone, you usually had to buy a new charger for it. It was horrible. And Apple standardized on their own charger, which upset a lot of people, but it was at least standardized across all the phones. Well, now European regulators are saying every phone that is sold starting in 2024, I believe it is, has to have USB-C on it. So we're actually, the whole world is standardizing as a result of European regulators.
It's a big deal.
Standardizing
because, it's a big deal because the tech companies had taken advantage of all of us by going proprietary on everything. The aftermarket profits on those were huge. Now taking that away, not so good for their business or their stock, but good for the regular folks who actually pay their bills. So I like to hear that. All right. If I'm getting you something for Christmas, what am I buying?
You know, it's interesting. What I have been after really are like tinker toys. So, for example, you know, as a really geeky techie guy, I've really been interested lately in building out what are called Raspberry Pi. These are relatively cheap, small computers that you can turn into anything, something to control the lights in your home, something to play old video games, something to be able to even control your TV different from a Roku and stuff like that. And look, this is like high level nerdery. Okay. But it's that kind of stuff that is actually really fun because all the other tech out there has kind of played out, right? So now it's like, okay, let me learn and play with the stuff instead.
Well, you're going to have to come back and explain more. I know the show is beneath you, but we need you to come back and explain more. That's not an option. It's not an option.
No, it's really not an option.
Yeah, you need to come back.
You have to come back. There's so many questions. There's so much.
And everything tech.
Yes, exactly.
Everything tech. Go to CNET. They're brilliant. And thank you, man. Appreciate you coming.
Thanks for having me.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.